This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Apa kabar?
大家好。
Vanakkam.
Hello,
this is Chill Out with Omsa.
Hello, welcome back to Chill Out with Omsa. I am Jenny.
And I'm Navi. And today we are having Ham and Shane.
What Ham?
Abraham.
I'm Abraham.
And Shane.For today's episode.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Hello, 大家好。
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can hear us on live at ORFM 105.4 FM or via ORFM website to find Chill Out with Omsa. So we have our guest today to talk about one of the largest part in Malaysia, which is Sarawak.
Woo.
Sarawak.
Yeah. So how are you guys today? How are you guys feeling today?
Good. Yeah, I just wake up.
Are you guys nervous?
Yeah, are you excited?
Yeah, excited.
Yeah, excited. Yeah.
Excited? Yeah, to talk about Sarawak?
Yeah.
Okay.
So before we start, can you guys introduce yourself first? Yeah, you can start.
Abraham. I'm Abraham and I'm from Sarawak, Kuching. And I'm a second year student studying biomed in Otago Uni.
Yeah. Okay.What about you, Shane?
Well, I'm Shane. I'm also from Kuching, Sarawak, and I'm not currently studying.
Yeah. Okay. We're actually from the same city.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, our first question for today is, does Sarawak have any good food?
Oh, that's a lot.
Okay.
The best.
Yeah, I think personally...Sarawak have the best food in Malaysia. Okay. That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's
your favorite?
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Because we have a lot. Because like,
Kolomi. Yeah, Kolomi is the best.
Yeah,
I
tried.
I like Kolomi.
What?
I tried it.
Like a pork?
No.
Oh, it's like the halal version. Yeah,
halal version.
What do you mean?
Sorry, that's what I was like.
Halal version.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had one friend, right? When I told him he's Malay, lah. When I told him like the Kolomi restaurant, he's the halal, he sit there, he was like this. I was like, what are you doing? So I cannot smell.
Then
I cannot
smell.
I was like, okay, I understand.
Yeah. But Kolomi is the, I think, is the, like, my favorite one. Every morning, I used to go to, like, to eat Kolomi.
Yeah.
So I become very fat, lah.
Oh,
yeah, because it's like very oily. Yeah. And also, laksa. Sarawak laksa. Yeah.
Sarawak laksa is a bit different from the normal laksa, right?
Not normal laksa.
So you say Sarawak laksa is not normal?
No, from the Malaysia laksa, from laksa Penang.
Penang laksa, yeah, it's a little bit different, I think. Yeah. But
it's better.
Yeah, I think Sarawak laksa is better.
What's the
have you tried the laksa Penang?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Is it? I forget whether like
is
I tried.
Is it the noodles? The laksa itself, or
the is that the soup?
I think the soup.
Yeah,
I think it's the soup. Right?
I think it's more like more coconut milk. Or is it?
Because you guys don't use coconut milk, meh?
No, I don't think so.
But because
we use like
yeah. Oh, I see.
Nice.
And I laksa.
Yeah. What are the other special dish that Sarawak have? You know.
Char kway teow?
Not lemang. It's like the chicken.
The bamboo one, huh?
The bamboo one, yeah.
Oh.
Not rendang. It's like the...
Lemang?
No. Lemang. I think it's lemang.
Is it like the chicken they put inside the
bamboo? Yeah.
I think they probably have a sola. Yeah. What's it called again?
I don't know.
But this is, I think it's the Iban food.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Iban food. Oh.
I think so. And also, I don't know if you guys heard about like tempoyak or not.
Tempoyak, is it the durian
the
one?
The durian thing.
Yeah, I think, I've heard of it.
And also the...
I love tempoyak.
Tempoyak.
Some people don't like it because of the smell of durian.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel like I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
It smells quite good, but some people don't like it.
I don't like it.
You don't like it.
Understandable, yeah.
Tempe? Is it Sarawak food? I'm not sure. Yeah,
tempe.
And the sago warm.
What's that?
The fat, yeah, white thing.
Yeah, kuih. The sago?
The
very fat one can move on, like, the sago worm.
That's Chinese people food, like.
I know.
I know the sago.
At Cebu market, when you go there, there's, like, some sago worm. And then I feel very, how to say?
Geli.
But I don't dare to eat. But
does it look like kueh sagu a bit? And then
it's like the white fat worm.
White fat worm.
It's a worm.
It's a worm.
It's a worm. Yeah.
What sagu you think?
Oh, I thought the kueh. You know the kueh sagu, the glutinous rice. Oh, really?
I think that's called sagu worm, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know that? Yeah.
But you tried before, man?
I didn't try because I don't dare. But I see people eat it before, like very juicy one.
Oh. But it's still alive. They just eat it.
Is it the real worm?
I think they fried it.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
You can find it at Cebu Market, like the big market. Yeah.
Cool.
Cebu.
You like it?
I don't dare to eat, but I see people eat it before.
Oh my god!
But they asked me to try. I don't dare.
So how they do? They fry it, then eat it with.
I think they fried it. Yeah.
They fry and they eat it with what?
I think some people eat it raw, but I don't dare. Like, but it's very unique.
It's so
it's unique. Yeah.
Yeah. A quiet taste.
Yeah. So what about you, Shane?
What about me?
Yeah. What's your favorite dish here?
I think kolomi also.
Kolomi?
Because I also eat it every day.
Oh.
Literally, every day, for breakfast every day. Yeah. You can't get sick of it.
Yeah. Mm. I will eat it almost every week.
Do you guys make kolomi?
It's very hard, lah. Mm. Okay, we try to make it here. And my friend tried to make it here. But still cannot copy the test from Sarawak. Really hard, lah.
Yeah. I see. So, what festivals do you have celebrate in Malaysia, in Sarawak? I mean,
Sarawak.
What kind of festivals? Yeah,
I've heard about the Hari Gawai, the music Kuching festival.
Kuching festival? So when I talk about festival,
okay,
I will think about Kuching festival.
Okay,
like it's around July to August, like that time. So I think that's my most favorite festival, because when I'm young, I used to go with my friends, family, because it lasts for 1 month. So I think I would go there almost not every night, but every week I would go there with my friends, different group of friends, family. Cool. And there's a lot of memory there.
Yeah.
And you can see a lot of good food. There's 400 plus store there. You can eat a lot of good food. Every time they compete, they have a very new and creative food coming out. And I see a lot of people going there. Especially going to Kuching around that time to attend the Kuching festival. Mm. It always caused a lot of traffic jam there.
Yeah. Is there any reason for them celebrating Kuching festival?
Celebrating Kuching become a city, I think.
Kuching is the capital city of Sarawak.
I didn't do fact check, but I think that's why we celebrate Kuching festival.
Nice.
Become a city, I think. Celebration.
Cool. Ooh. So what are the other festivals that you guys celebrate in Sarawak? Shane, do you know any?
Is it music? What
music festival?
Yeah, like the
Rainforest
Music Festival.
Oh, cool.
Borneo Music Festival.
It's
held on the Kampung Budaya, the cultural village. Uh-huh. So I think last year they invite the G-Dragon, Taeya.
Interesting.
Yeah, really, I want to go, but I'm now in New Zealand.
Oh, that's cannot so go already. Sad.
Yeah, because I see my friend go, I also want to go. Oh. Yeah,
because it's G-Dragon.
Yeah, the K-pop group. The second gen, I think, or first gen. I don't know, but I just want to feel the vibe. Imagine so many people. A lot of people come for that thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So,
any festival?
Hari Gawai.
Hari Gawai?
Yeah. I want to listen about Hari Gawai.
Gawai is it's like Ivan one, right?
Yeah. They celebrate the harvest. Yes. Harvesting, like the harvest of the paddy.
Hari
Gawai.
I heard about it.
Oh.
Yeah, and then when I'm young, I used to, my mom is from Cebu, and we have a friend that live at the longhouse at, I think, Kapit. Is it Kapit? I don't know. It's a very or longhouse. And then when I'm young, I used to go there. And before I go into the longhouse, I remember the most is they will give us to drink tuak. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've heard of tuak.
Yeah.
It's a rice wine, right?
Yeah. Shane, have you tried it before?
No.
No? You haven't tried tuak?
No.
Oh, it's really good.
Have you been to longhouse before?
God.
Yes. God.
Oh, okay.
Longhouse is really beautiful, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can see like very long. You cannot see the end, and then it's like there's a lot of people living there.
Yeah, it's like a lot of families there.
And behind is just like river.
Yeah,
and they have like chicken.
Oh my god,
it's so beautiful. Yeah, I really miss,
I really like that.
I like that. Yeah,
that vibe, yeah. That environment.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Gawai, I think Gawai they would. Ayam panso, is that ayam panso?
Oh, wait, wait.
Is that
the,
ayam panso?
The bamboo one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
No, okay. Panso, yes. Everything come back already, yeah. Ayam panso. Yeah. They will cook the chicken in the bamboo and then they were like,
oh.
I think, yeah, and then I, we eat it.
Grill it?
Over fire, lah.
Over fire, yeah.
Over the fire, okay.
And the stuff is like some leaf. Is it pandan? Or like?
I don't know. I forget already, but I know it's bamboo, lah. I didn't eat it for quite a long time already, but I remember back when I'm young. This is the thing that I remember.
Is it good?
Of course. It's really, oh really.
We should try. Yeah, we should go to Sarawak to try this ayam pangsu.
Try
tuak.
I think tuak is very good. I like tuak. Maybe the tuak, the smell is like not very like alcoholic, but you will just drink until you feel like a little bit dizzy.
And
but
then people will be dancing during
Yeah, and then they will wear their traditional costume and they just dance. And then you can see how harmony is it. Like it is in the longhouse because it's like the whole family, they will just dance together. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so can you guys tell us about the scenery and beauty of nature in Sarawak? Like the rainforest and talk about the wildlife. I'm interested.
Yeah,
I know one, but
like the raffia shell, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Have you seen a raffia shell bloom?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. You see with your eyes, your own eyes.
Yes.
Or see without your own eyes.
I've always wanted to see the raffia blooming.
I just see.
It's smelly though.
I know. But then
I saw it like in the book.
Oh,
we've only seen it on science books.
Yeah. Is this only in Sarawak?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like in Malaysia.
Oh my god.
It's only in Sarawak?
Yeah, it's in Sarawak. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Only in Sarawak. And it's, for your information, is the largest
flower
in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the world.
In the world?
In the world,
okay,
right?
Okay.
And I saw it. I didn't see the fully bloom one, but I see the almost dying one, and it's very very smelly. It's very very smelly.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's a lot of fly around.
Yeah,
it.
Do they really eat insects?
Yeah.
Because
it's like there's like a big mouth inside.
Yeah,
it's a parasite.
Cool. I want to see that.
I think it's quite easy to see. If you know the time, you just go to, I think, Gunung Gading.
Yeah.
It's not very hard to go there too, and just go there and have a look, like walk there, see. It's very beautiful.
But it's like hike. Hike
some.
It's an endangered species, right?
Endangered.
I think
so. And Bako National Park.
Yeah.
And Bako National Park, I use every time like, I think the school in Kuching, whenever they want to like do a trip.
School trip, yeah.
That mostly they will go to Bako. And Bako, there's very beautiful wildlife.
Yeah.
And then they just let the monkey, you will see monkey and the wild boar. A very big wild boar. It's like real wild boar. And then it doesn't have like cage around. It's just like walk there. And
so
then,
it's free.
Yeah, you have to pay that.
I mean they'll be walking free.
Sorry. Okay. The wildlife is free. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they'll be roaming freely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The monkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The monkey, because we have to take boat to boat, like Sarawak la. We don't ride crocodile, but we take boat to the Bako National Park. And then before we landed on the island? It's a small island.
Okay,
and then they have to like remind us to not take our food out. Because the monyet, the monkey, will come. They really will be very aggressive. They will like come and snatch. I really afraid because
that.
I saw my friend like the monkey really want to snatch food.
They're always after food, you know.
Very aggressive. But yeah, Bako National Park is really beautiful. And recently, I think last year or this year, the very beautiful scene, like the stone.
What stone? Oh, I know the limestone.
The fall down.
The limestone is it? The guanya.
Is it not Guania, Guania. Guania is at Miri, right?
It's also in Sarawak, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's in the World Heritage thing.
Ah.
How to say? I don't know how to describe the landscape.
Guania?
Like the...
What is that?
Okay, I don't know. Geography not good, lah.
Fail geography, lah.
Yeah. But there's a many beautiful landscape, like Guania. I think Guania is...
Yeah.
Miri. I haven't been there, but I've
really, you haven't been to Miri before?
I've been to Miri, but I didn't go to Guania. Is that called Guania?
I've been to like a cave in Miri, but I don't know if it's called Guania. Like.
What's the name?
I don't know also actually. Gua something. Gua.
Gua.
Because like got Mulu also. Have you been to Mulu?
Mulu? I think I heard it before.
Mulu is like the
Is it Guania? Just... Wait, let me check. Nia National Park. I think it's there.
Is it?
Yeah, Nia Cave.
Yeah, Nia Cave.
I raised many as well because there's a lot of bats.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, shit.
Yeah, the bat shit.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do they have bats inside?
Yeah, it's a cave.
Have you guys been into the cave?
Yeah. And they're just like, they just poo. They
poo.
Oh, there's a lot of poo.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's Guania. Yeah.
We should go, though.
Yeah.
And we can go together.
Mm, wow. Okay, you become our tour guide.
Yeah.
Well, okay, do they have hornbill? Oh. In Sarawak.
At the Burung Kenyalang?
Yeah, Burung Kenyalang. Kenyalang.
Oh, you guys call it Burung Kenyalang?
Kenyalang.
Oh. Yeah.
Call it Burung Gaga.
No, Gaga is different. Gaga is crow.
Gaga is crow.
Is it Burung?
I think this one is the Mulu one.
Show me.
This one, right? Nah, I think Guania and Mulu are so beautiful. Just go and have a look at Miri.
Okay, sure.
What about orangutan?
Oh,
we have orangutan in West Malaysia.
Yeah, I saw it, but must be a lot.
We have Semenggo Wildlife Centre.
Yeah.
And you just go there, and then I think around there's the feeding time. So the orangutan is just roaming free. They don't have catch one.
Yeah.
So they will like have their time, and then they will ring something, and then the orangutan will come out. The real orangutan will come out, and then they will just fit in front
it's
of
like
you.
Tarzan,
yeah, it's just like swing.
Cool.
Whoa, I want to see that.
They're quite scary, like,
scary, like quite big one.
Because the one they're very big, or like the done.
Yeah, the face is like very round.
Kind of like the scale.
Yeah.
But it's damn scary because they're like they're really big,
really big, and then. When you will see, it's like he come very like not very near, but in front of you. It's just very scary for me. It's
scary.
Like scary lah.
But they will not attack you.
Not
right?
attack lah. Like, yeah. They are quite good one.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's very. It's at Semenggo Wildlife Centre. It's at Kuching.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go there and quite easily to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not expensive to go there too. Yeah. So definitely go there and have a look.
Mm. Yeah, because in West Malaysia we only like see it in zoo.
Zoo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Orangutan will not be roaming freely outside.
Yeah.
So
like in Sarawak. Yep.
Yeah. That's not good.
That's not good. I know.
Yeah.
They always keep the orangutan inside.
Yeah.
That's a
freedom.
In the
free
cage.
Them.
They should. Yeah.
Free the animal.
You have to help them now.
Yeah. True. I will.
Because you visit the zoo also, right? You're supporting them, right?
Yeah.
You pay the money to see them. You're keeping them going.
Yeah.
You
should boycott the zoo. I went to zoo. I think twice or twice only.
Boycott the zoo. How about our like zoo Negara? Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Boycott zoo Negara.
Have you guys been to zoo Negara?
I've been to.
Oh cool.
No, you know now, zoo Negara have Oyen cat.
Cat?
Orange cat.
Orange cat?
Yeah.
The one that like eat the coffee and like poop it out?
Huh? Is what? That? No.
The orange cat.
Orange cat? Garfield?
Tabby.
Garfield. The orange cat.
What orange cat?
No, the cat.
What is the speciality
orange?
About the cat?
Yeah, you know, the orange cats always do bad behavior, like.
Bad behavior? I think Kuching, there's a lot of orange cat, like.
Yeah, lor.
Yeah. They just put it simply.
Actually, I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why Kuching call Kuching? I really like. I want to ask this question.
The Sarawak, you mean?
Sarawak Kuching, yeah.
Yeah, I also don't know.
Also, is that so much Kuching that we call Kuching?
Yeah, there's like a
so many Kuching.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, good question, right?
Yeah.
So we ask
good
the
question.
Audience.
Yeah. Audience, what do you guys think? Why is Kuching called Kuching?
I really want to ask this question for a very long
time. But it has like statue.
Kuching statue.
Kuching
statue.
We have a cat museum.
Oh, maybe, so I think most probably that's the reason.
I don't know, because there's a museum.
Why is there
I don't know, maybe. Oh, maybe we should go to the museum and have a look.
Yeah, so you will find the answer from there.
Or maybe before human, cats.
Cat, yeah. Yeah, say, yeah. I think so. They rule Sarawak. And then rule Sarawak Kuching. And then when people come, then they call it Kuching. Yeah, maybe.
Can be, I don't know.
Okay, go to the Cat Museum in Kuching in Sarawak. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, sure. We will definitely go.
Also, we have a crocodile farm.
Oh, crocodile farm!
Like what? Jong?
Jong crocodile farm.
Jong crocodile farm, yeah.
Yeah.
Very big crocodile. They're also like feeding time, then the crocodile will just jump out. Like the Jurassic War. Feed the big thing. Yeah, it's like that.
That's so scary. I'm not.
But smelly, crocodile.
Yeah, of course.
Because the water also damn dirty.
Yeah, green one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you guys maintain the sustainability of the environment?
Gotong royong.
Gotong royong.
In school? Like, school organizes Gotong royong activity?
Yeah, Gotong royong at the beach.
Yeah.
We go Bako National Park to do that. Like, it's a very, like, for me, my high school year, we go there as, like, 100 of people. We just go there and we, like, hike for, like,
oh my God,
hours
so nice.
To
yeah.
the beach.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
we just
yeah.
collect, we collect a lot.
A lot of
a
rubbish?
A lot of rubbish.
Oh my God.
Like, so many. I cannot imagine how we do that. Like, it's like so many, and then we have to throw it. Like, we have to throw it away, and it's like actually feel quite sad because
yeah, we need to create awareness. Yeah,
yeah. When I look at the rubbish, I just feel like, oh my gosh, Sarawak can be more beautiful yeah. if there's no rubbish. You know?
People should be more responsible, I guess.
Don't look at me.
I'm just saying generally, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Really.
Like, because it's a very beautiful place and we don't want to, like, destroy the beauty of the nature.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And
so
what else you guys do? Other than Gotong Royong?
Gotong Royong?
Like, a lot of, like, denda, if, like, you have that.
What's that?
Denda?
Denda, what's that?
Oh, like, fine. Like,
denda. Oh, yeah. Punishment. Okay.
Punishment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fine, yeah.
If, fine, like, fine.
You, like, caught littering or...
Yeah.
Littering or, like, vandalism. Vandalisme. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And then people, I think the... The one who lived there, they were like, ask us not to like take things out from the nature too, because people tend to like pick things and steal things. So we just like keep the nature there and then just don't take.
Yeah, it's good that
away.
They strictly implement the fine. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. So what is the significant difference of Sabah and Sarawak?
Sabah has pirates.
Oh.
What was that again?
Lanun.
Lanun. Pirate. Oh. One Piece.
The Sabah will kill us.
Yeah. But okay,
sounds like a joke.
Very, very, yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
But for real though, like, they do have pirates.
Yeah, they do have pirates.
Cool. No, it's not like Sabah has pirates, is they got like pirate attack.
Yeah. Near Sulu Island, right?
No. Yeah, it's like the Philippines.
Oh.
But it's true though.
Yeah.
Because Sabah is near Philippines.
Sulu Island, the Sepan. I don't know where is it, but
Oh my God, that's so dangerous though.
But Sabah's still very beautiful. But yeah, it's not all.
Ghetto.
Okay, we don't have the. I cannot put stereotype. Sabah is still very beautiful.
I know Sabah is still beautiful.
It's
like,
not unsafe. Just don't go to the seaside, like, don't go to the beaches. Okay?
Yeah, maybe. But I think now okay already, because I think that's very like long ago already.
It's
still happening now. Okay,
raise awareness, guys. Because literally they'll like come to like the shore and like kidnap people and then like kidnap them for like ransom.
What
and
do
stuff.
They do? They kidnap and they do what?
I think for ransom.
They take money.
Oh.
So like they like demand money from the government.
I think I heard the news.
Police evil before.
Yeah. Because guess not Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian?
Yeah. I know
he
Brian.
Almost got kidnapped again.
Brian is one of
so
our
sad.
Friends.
Because he's from
Sabah.
He was so sad.
He really taught us the story.
Yeah.
Like, the day after, because there's a
he
restaurant.
He was so innocent. I mean, imagine him being kidnapped.
He didn't get kidnapped, but he's like...
Almost.
The day after he left the restaurant, and then the next day, there's like kidnapped things happen there.
Like pirate attack.
Pirate attack there.
Because the restaurant was like a seaside restaurant.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So like the day after he went, like the pirates attacked.
Yeah.
So like a day later, Baron would be gone. He wouldn't be with us today.
He shared about the story, and then we were like, wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay.
And back to the question, like, what's the difference between Sarawak and Sabah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there
other
any
than, other than spider attack? I think it's stop talking about spider attack.
It's like that Shawn Mendes on in an interview.
When you said pirate, I thought like they really had pirates. I didn't know about the pirate attack.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, you thought like Sabah got pirates? Like,
yeah, that's what I thought.
But Navi, like you a know Navy the... army.
Navy army.
Navi, have you watched Police Evo or Pascal?
Like, no, I don't watch. I didn't watch.
You can go watch.
Okay. Yeah, I should. Okay.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Yeah, difference.
Sampai Sarawak.
Yeah, talk about Sarawak.
What? Is there any difference?
More trees?
More trees? I think Sabah. Oh,
because we live in trees.
Mountain Kinabalu, the highest mountain in Malaysia.
I know that.
Yeah, that's Mount Kinabalu.
Beautiful. Oh,
I think Sabah has a small name, like a name called like Small New Zealand. Is that?
Oh, they call it Small New Zealand.
Small New Zealand because there's some view that look like New Zealand, like a lot
the
of scenery, sheep.
The nature.
The nature is very beautiful. I think Sarawak is more like rainforest.
Yes.
Because I think Sarawak is known for the rainforest and then Sabah is known for the sea, the beach, and then the gunung, like the Mountain Kinabalu.
Because I heard like Sarawak got a lot of trees.
And then we live at Treehouse.
They talk about Treehouse.
There is no such thing as a tree. We don't live in Treehouse.
Do you guys climb the tree and then build a treehouse there?
There is some restaurant that are like Treehouse Restaurant.
We don't live there, okay?
But you guys get to enjoy, you know, in Treehouse.
Because there's no tree in West Malaysia.
How you climb that restaurant?
There's a stairs.
There's a staircase.
Because what is it called in Malay when like you...
It's like a ladder.
Like use like the barang to like chop the... Chop like in climbing.
Yeah, chop like to make it... There's like a step for you to step
on. Oh, they don't use ladder?
They use the wood, the trunk, the big trunk. And then they... They chop like that so you can there's a section for you to step on.
Oh, I see.
Cool. That's cool. Mm. Oh, interesting though.
Yeah, interesting.
Nice. Come.
Amazing.
Have you been to Sarawak before?
No. I've never been to Sabah and Sarawak.
At all.
I don't know.
Expensive, man.
Expensive. Because they need passport to come here.
Oh, we need passport
to go to Sabah.
But we don't need passport to go to the West Malaysia.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've heard of it. Why?
Because it's the history thing.
Yeah. Back then, you know, the history.
Yeah. Just soli.
Yeah, but when you guys come, definitely come. And then
I will definitely
go
come.
To the, like, orang, how to say, Iban house. Like, go to the Bidayu house. Like,
the kampong, village, la,
kampong, and have a look. I feel like it's the beauty of Sarawak.
Yeah.
Really,
I feel like going tomorrow. I feel like I want to go
to. Let's go together. I want to go home too. Bring me home. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been like wanted to asking lah. Okay. Other than Sarawak, which is the other state that in Malaysia that you like the most?
The other state?
Yeah, other
state in Malaysia. Oh, state in Malaysia.
In Malaysia.
Can you name all the states first?
Can you name all the states?
We have Kedah, Penang, you know, Perak.
You ask Sarawakian, maybe Sarawakian don't know.
Negeri Sembilan.
Chen.
Johor.
I've never been to West Malaysia that often.
Oh, I remember the... Okay, if you say city life, KL lah. And like, no, KL is not a state, right?
No.
Selangor, right?
Selangor.
Yeah, Selangor.
Wilayah Persekutuan Kuala Lumpur.
Saya tak tahu lah. Okay. History saya fail lah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but... I think the most, how to say, memory I have is in Penang.
Oh, I love Penang!
When I'm young, like the mural.
The murals on the
Have you tried the Hokkien Mee there?
Yeah, I tried it. So good. Penang has good food.
Hawker Centre, a lot of stuff, right?
Uh-huh. And also Johor, like, the Legoland.
Yeah.
Only remember the Legoland.
The theme park, okay. Yeah. I've been there since during childhood, I guess.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm Kedah.
Kedah.
Is that near Johor?
No, Kedah is out at the north, near Penang. Oh my gosh, geography
friend. Yeah.
You my
the importance of learning geography and history.
Stay in school, guys.
Yeah. But now he knows. Like, he asked.
So and what's your favorite stat in
Malaysia?
Hey, Sarawak.
Sarawakian. Ibu Pertiwiku. Sarawak?
Yeah, Ibu Pertiwiku. Yeah, Sarawak.
I've heard of that Ibu Pertiwiku song. Can you sing it for me?
Yeah.
Okay, the singer.
Go, Shane.
Okay, everyone listen. One, three, two. Okay, three, two, one.
Okay. Come on,
Chris. You have to sing with me.
Oh, sing together.
Okay.
Sarawak, wait, stop laughing. Okay, this is what happened when we are singing Ibu Pertiwiku, our state anthem, because during the, how to say, perhimpunan, like the assembly.
Yeah, assembly, yeah.
You know, every time we have to re-sing it. Because we cannot remember the lyrics.
Why? Why you guys don't remember the lyrics?
The loudest we can sing is like Ibu Pertiwiku. And then our teacher will say, stop memorizing the last one. Memorizing the whole song. Like, can you like sing out the lyrics? Can you remember?
Ibu Pertiwiku Tanah Airku Negeriku Tanah Airku Sarawak Engkau lah Tanah Pusakaku Rakyat
Engkau lah Tanah Pusakaku Rakyat You know the Ibu Pertiwiku. You see, that's what I say, you know.
I think you gotta sing Negaraku now. Okay.
You stand up. Okay. Have to stand up. Teacher will score us.
Just kidding. Okay, guys. So fun. All right. So, I have this question. Like, you know, just a personal question. If I'm planning to visit Sarawak, not only me, if people planning to visit Sarawak, so when is the best time to visit?
I mean, Malaysia is pretty much just hot year round. Yeah, it's really like it's not seasons or anything.
Okay, but I would suggest people, because I'm from Kuching, I say in behalf of like Kuching, like, if I want to suggest people to come, July to August, that time.
Yeah, because it's super peak season.
The Kuching Festival.
Yeah.
Rainforest Music Festival. Yeah. Just around that time. So just come at that time and then you can experience like things that you can do in Kuching, but you can also experience Kuching Festival and the Music Festival. Music Festival. It's like very, very interesting. So I would suggest people to come around July, August.
Yeah. Okay. So the capital city of Sarawak is Kuching, right? So what is the main attraction of Kuching?
Main attraction?
Waterfront?
Waterfront.
Or like the museum?
We have a new Borneo Museum.
Oh.
It's like the second largest in Asia country.
I don't know. Like, is it? I haven't been.
It's quite big.
Because they renovated while I was here, I think.
Yeah, and it's like 2-3 years ago, they become a very new...
Apparently it's very like canggih. Wow.
Yeah, very canggih. And very interactive. And yeah, waterfront. And then there's a Carpenter Street. Can look at the old street. Like Carpenter Street in near waterfront. There's also a tourist attraction. There's a lot of like old
buildings and stuff.
Buildings.
Can see the infrastructure like Fort Margarita, because before that, like the British people they come to like colonize us, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a castle. Is that castle?
Which one?
The Fort Margarita, the white one at the waterfront.
Yes.
It's a fort.
It's like, a fort, lah.
It's a fort. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Very you can go to have a look lah. There's a tourist. There's
the main attraction.
Usually, I will bring friends that are not from Sarawak. When they come to Kuching, I will bring them there. Go to the like Capital Street. There's a lot of good food there, like kueh, like a lot of different traditional kueh, like ket lapis, this kind of thing. And also waterfront, we have like
ket lapis.
And then we also have the Golden Bridge, like Daruhana Bridge.
Oh yeah,
and it's Daruhana Bridge. Daruhana Bridge is like very long. I would say beautiful lah. And also you can look at the Dewan Rakyat, I think.
Masyarakat.
You learn law, right? Tell me what that I don't know what's like that called. The state.
Is it Rakyat or Masyarakat?
I think
Rakyat and Masyarakat both is the same thing.
And then, but
I don't know lah, but it's a Dewan.
I think Masyarakat. Dewan Masyarakat. Dewan Rakyat.
Dewan Rakyat. Dewan Rakyat.
Rakyat.
Dewan Rakyat. Dewan Masyarakat.
Yeah.
Dewan.
Yeah.
I've heard of Dewan Rakyat, but not Masyarakat.
But I think
Dewan Rakyat is in the parliament. Oh, right.
Dewan.
No.
Masyarakat.
My history.
History cannot. Okay, but there's a very beautiful building there. You can take pictures there, and then
cool. Good. Okay, so, moving on to the next question. Can you guys share about the beliefs and traditions that people practice in Sarawak? Like, what are the special tradition and belief that we don't know, that others don't know?
Do you want to share about the belief? Okay, I heard about one of the belief. It's quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think Iban, the tradition, like back then, not now, okay?
Okay.
They, when they fight, they will like chop off the head, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the more head you...
The more
headhunter,
head hunter, the, the more head you chop, the more, how to say,
respect
you get from the village. That's what, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's an interesting thing to share,
I think. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But why do they chop off the head?
They are, I think they fight like different village, different clan. They were, like,
oh, so the more hits you get, so the more stronger and powerful the villages.
I think that's quite interesting too.
They call like headhunters.
Headhunters.
I don't know their I don't think they practice now.
I don't think.
And we before I went to a cultural village, and then I see, because inside the Iban longhouse, they are like burning fire, and then on top of the fire there's a like skull, human skull. And then I ask, what's that doing for? They say there's an offering to God.
Oh.
Like they put the head on top of the fire, and then the smoke just like how to say, surround the skull. And then I asked like, what's that for? Is that for mosquito? Like, because there's a lot of mosquito. Is that like for, to chase away the mosquito? And then they said no, it's like offering to like the Allah,
the God
that believe, yeah. And then it's like offering. And we're like, whoa, very interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you know any other tradition?
Chinese? Like, I think because...
But Chinese, they should know, right? Chinese tradition.
Cebu. I think Cebu, there's... not Cebu.
Like Bantang Larang, like, I think we have that kind of stuff.
There's very tradition.
Like, in the forest, don't, like, call out people's name.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or, don't whistle.
What
I cannot whistle during night.
Do they say that the negative energy will follow you back?
Hungry Ghost Festival.
Oh my god, do you guys not?
Hungry Ghost Festival.
Yeah, yeah. Have Ghost Festival?
Go.
Talk about it.
A Chinese thing.
Cool. It's just like, people like leave food like outside. Like,
and then
everywhere.
They will burn very big candles.
The joss stick.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, it's like super big. It's not good for the environment. It's not sustainable.
Yeah. No. Work on that.
is it like to offer their ancestors? Is it?
I think to give something back to the brothers and sisters.
They said at this time, like, the ghosts were like, oh,
will come out, right? Will come out. The gate of the ghosts were like,
the ghosts were like roam with on earth with like the humans and stuff.
So you need
to offer like food to like make them happy.
Don't come to us, but here's the food for you. And then at that time, people say, oh, cannot go out. There's a lot of pantang.
Yeah. Do they only put food? Do they like put clothes together with money?
I think they burn something. They burn like the
ghost money. What's
the ghost money? Like,
yeah.
It's like money, but it's not real money. It's like the
Chinese money.
Yeah, because I've seen my neighbor.
Mm.
He's a Chinese man.
Mm.
So they used to do all this. Like they used to burn the
yellow color, right?
The golden.
I'm not sure it's yellow or red. Like
I think
remember.
It's both. It's like red outline, but like yellow.
Yeah.
I also don't know. I didn't practice that, but I saw people doing that. I think it's a cultural thing too.
Yeah,
very
nice.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is like a bonus question. Question, you know?
Mm-hmm. Bonus?
Bonus. You get 10 marks if you get... answer this. Okay, if you get the opportunity to be invited to become the host of National Geography...
geography. They won't invite me. I failed my geography. Oh my gosh.
Okay, which part of Sarawak you want people to see the most?
Which part
of Sarawak? Yeah.
Sarawak, Kuching. We have bias to Kuching. I think we didn't share a lot about like the other place. Cebu.
Cebu.
Okay, Cebu. I will go back to Cebu every year. Like, because my mom is from Cebu, and then Cebu have a lot of good food.
Ooh.
Really,
so
really,
Cebu is
really.
Like your kampong lah.
Your kampong.
It's quite ghetto. Yeah. And then when I go back, I always get sick because I eat a lot of like food.
Oh.
Because I eat too much and then just get sick. And
Cebu is kompia, right?
Kompia, like the tin apam balak in the market. And then,
I'm so hungry now.
I don't know if you guys know the black thing.
What's that?
Black thing.
Like the black and then yellow filler. Like a fruit. Is that a fruit?
What's it called?
Dates?
it's not dates.
No?
I don't know. I suddenly forget what that called. But there's a lot of interesting food there. Uh-huh. Yeah, Cebu. Because I'm from, my mom is from Cebu, so I will suggest them to go to eat the food at Cebu.
Oh, that's why. Bias.
Yeah, bias.
Being biased.
Of course, I would say Kuching, but Cebu is another place that I know the most in Sarawak, like Kuching and Cebu. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest people to go to Cebu to try the food. And yeah, I think there's like longhouse too there. Oh. Kapit, like. Is that kapit? I don't know.
You say kapit.
I have to confirm with my mom. Is that called kapit? But just go there and try the food.
Yeah,
and then come to Kuching and have fun. Kuching.
So I think you can drive right from Kuching to Cebu. Oh.
5 hours, 4 hours. Because the road now is quite good already. Like the Borneo, like the highway. Is that called highway? Like
yeah,
the road.
Highway.
Is that they finally finished building it. And then it's become better already. So cool. Compared to before. And then, yeah, I can go Kuching, Cebu, Bintulu, Miri.
Bintulu, yeah.
Miri.
How about Miri? Do you know anything about Miri?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have friends from Miri.
Because my grandmother is. Oh. She lives in Miri.
Then share something about Miri.
Yeah, share with us.
It's quite boring. Like, nothing happens there. Like, it's very quiet. So it's like quiet. You want to like relax because there are a lot of beaches and stuff. So it's like you want to just like.
Oh, the blue beaches. Like.
Oh.
Aren't all the beaches blue?
How to say? Like the. I know in Chinese it's called Lanyan Lei. But I don't know English what they call.
Why they have that blue, small blue.
No, it's like when you go there nighttime.
Like the bioluminescent.
Bioluminescent, yeah.
Something like
that. Like blue color. When you go there like nighttime, you will see the blue color.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I've been there before.
Miri,
oh my god.
Right?
It's
Miri,
so pretty.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, so I just remember. Yeah.
So pretty.
You will see a blue fluorescent.
Mm. Oh, it's just like the sand will like glow in the dark. And it's like blue color.
So nice. So nice.
It's like glow.
It's not glow. It's not like
the sand glows.
I don't know where else.
I don't know.
Oh, it's not the water, it's the sand.
No, the sand.
Is it water or the sand?
The sand.
Yeah, the sand.
It's like radioactive.
Oh my god. But yeah, who learned environmental geography? La? This is
it.
Yeah, say
it. This is for you.
This is for you. Tell me why. I also don't know. But yeah, Miri. And also, we can see Penyu.
Turtle.
The sea turtles.
Got Turtle Island, right?
Turtle Island, we have a Turtle Island.
Turtle Island?
I don't know where,
like,
but.
I don't know where, so, but Sarawak, but they just like hatch all the turtles there. It's like a sanctuary.
Is it
for
like, conservation center?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's like a lot of like. I think you can watch them, like, the eggs hatching too.
Yeah.
So just all these tiny...
The baby penyu.
Cute!
But cannot eat the egg, ah.
We have the similar one to
Terengganu.
In Terengganu, yeah.
We have the turtle island.
Okay.
Cute, lah.
I have one more question. But this question is from me. Okay?
Yeah.
So, I really want to know, okay? I don't know whether it's a bit... Okay, but then genuinely I want to know, do people in the rural still go to school by boating?
By
crocodile. They ride crocodile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The crocodile?
Yeah.
So we have crocodile and then the crocodile already been trained to be a transportation.
Domesticated. Ooh, wow.
So when you want to go to school, just ride the crocodile.
Not like that.
But go. Run, crocodile. Swim.
Oh, so it will not attack?
You guys have crocodile in West Malaysia?
You don't have
crocodile. Of course we have crocodiles, but we are not brave enough to. We never ride on
because
the crocodile.
Because we are very brave. Sarawakians are very brave.
There's
so
a lot of river.
Yeah. They ride the crocodile and then like just like run. And then if there's enemy, the crocodile will bite.
Horse,
yeah. Run.
It's like charge.
So do you guys attack like a rotan or cane to whack the crocodile?
Yeah, we whack the crocodile.
Oh my god, that's so mean.
Like, we are like, do you watch Avatar The Way of Water?
Yeah.
Like how they ride.
Dude, he's my face.
Like the crocodile will jump.
Okay, but tell
them the truth.
The truth?
That's just joking.
Yes. But that's not even joking. The crocodile, right?
Yeah.
So it's not real? I believed it.
Because I
actually believed it.
Oh my gosh.
I really thought because he said that the crocodile would be trained, so I thought that. that.
How do you train a crocodile?
Maybe next time you try.
You try.
Come to be a Sarokian.
So, is it true? Like,
no.
I mean, not the crocodile thing.
Yeah, Robert Irwin is here. I was like, Steve Irwin.
West Malaysia, stop saying that we ride crocodile, okay?
No, you guys said by yourself.
But we make fun of it because most of the people, when they like ask, they were like, oh, do you ride crocodiles? I'm like, like crocodiles. Yeah. Like, I would say yes.
So, by boat.
I think rural area.
Mm. Yeah, in the rural area.
But it's not so common, but
not common already.
Oh, okay.
I understand.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some rural area is quite hard for them to get to school too. So they need to walk in the jungle, like maybe for
really
rural area, like maybe it's harder for them to get to school. I don't know that much, but I think there's some place they still use walk. Like.
So if you guys need a ride, just call Abraham, he'll pick you up and send you to school.
Use crocodile.
Yeah, Abraham, you should help them out.
Yeah.
Help the children out.
Train the crocodile for them.
Give them a ride. Your car in Kuching.
Yeah, I can.
But if it's a river, can I use my car?
You know how to swim?
Swim?
Yeah. Swim?
Okay.
Swim. And then I become the crocodile.
True. Like, why not?
Yeah, maybe they can try.
This is Australia, right?
So how... What about their education and all? Like,
education?
What do they do?
What do they do?
You mean the children?
The children who can't go to school.
I think they will still go to school, but it's just like when they go, like how they go to school is very tough for them.
The transportation?
Yeah. But I still feel like they put education as a very important thing.
Yeah, they prioritize.
So they will still send their children to school, but
the
way going to school is like very hard. So we have to appreciate that. We can just get by car and then still go arrive to school.
Yeah, true.
But they have to like take boat or like very
That's
tough
so
for them.
Because the public transport in Sarawak is quite like ass.
Lousy.
Huh?
Lousy.
Quite expensive or
not expensive.
It's not even there.
It's not even useful, you know?
It's not lousy.
There's no system like MRT system, this kind of thing. There's not a system that to control the transportation. They're just like
I've never taken a school bus.
It's
damn sketchy as well. You go outside, come and get like Juliet. Get like kidnapped. Go there and never come back.
Kidnapped.
Some people, right, instead of like taking the bus, they have these like vans, like illegal buses. So they'll pay the driver and the driver's like a school bus. It's not like a formal like
official school bus.
It's kind of dodgy.
Transportation need to improve.
Yeah.
The system need to improve in Sarawak. Yeah. I think that's a big thing to improve.
So that the children can go to school.
And
receive proper education. And people can travel, you know?
For normal daily life.
Daily life.
I think the transportation need to work harder.
Carbon footprint. Air pollution.
Sit, come here.
Carpool.
Okay, so this is the last question before we end this session. Okay, so what are the ethnics in Sarawak?
Ethnics?
You have like a lot of ethnics, right? I heard.
Quite diverse. Like we have Chinese, of course.
Iban.
Like the Bumiputra.
Like Iban, Bidayu,
Melana,
Kadazan.
Yeah.
Orang Ulu. I think Orang Ulu is also what ethnics. Yeah.
Sakai.
Once I went to the cultural village, I asked them why there is that.
I think they're the jungle people, maybe.
The jungle? You can't say that.
Wait.
Tarzan?
When I go to the cultural village in Kuching, I asked them, like, is there any, like, how to say, connection between Maori people in New Zealand the Orang Ulu here.
They are from the same
what do you call that?
The same, how to say, line, like lineage.
Mm. Oh.
I think they say, because I forget because I don't know that detail, but they say there's some relation between Maori and our indigenous people.
Nice.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Most Pacific Islanders descend from Asia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They come from Taiwan or something.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I'm assuming our Bumiputra also. I mean, wait.
Bro, you hold on, you gotta think before you say.
Since you like jungle people.
Avatar, Avatar.
I was talking about Tarzan.
No, you don't have Orang Ulu, okay? They can read, they can listen to the podcast.
No, it was just for fun. We love you guys so much.
We love the jungle people, the Orang Hutan.
Wait, they have the blowpipe.
Yeah.
The whistle? Yeah, no, the blowpipe, there's like the poison, like the poison needle, there's a poison needle, and then they're just like...
Oh. Then try one at the Kampung Budaya.
And the Kampung Budaya, go cultural village.
Really, really.
Like,
really.
Is that like a weapon or what?
Yeah.
It's a weapon.
It's a weapon to kill people?
Yeah.
Kill people. Oh, kill, like hunting.
Animals.
Hunting.
Oh, like, I know. Wow, I see.
When you come to Kuching, there's a Kampung Budaya, like cultural village. Can go there and try the blowpipe and also ask them about the history of like the indigenous people. Like, what's the relationship between like
Maori people,
They will tell you. Like, because... I talk to them and then they talk about like what's the difference between Melanau people and Orang Iban. Mm-hmm. Orang Iban is the people of the land.
Yeah.
But there's a people in the like sea.
Mm-hmm.
Like sea clan, sea people, yeah, and land people.
And land people.
So the jungle people.
Sea clans, okay.
Yeah. And then Melanau is the sea one. That, so you can see the house is like very tall, very high because they live on sea.
Oh.
And then what they eat is like, I don't know.
Eat the seafood.
No, it's not.
Probably, yeah.
They catch fishes from the sea. And
definitely go there and ask more about the, if you are interested in the indigenous thing, like the culture, the story, just ask them. They will tell you. They are very, willing to tell you a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after listening to both of you, Jenny and I, both of us are very interested to visit
Sarawak. So it was nice to have you.
I think
you guys
should, like,
bring you guys?
Plan, yeah.
And then after going to Sarawak, we go West Malaysia.
Yeah.
We go KL, shopping.
Yeah. And come to Kedah.
I really haven't been to Kedah, but I want to go maybe one day. Yeah.
Okay, so nice having you guys.
Yeah, it was nice having you guys here. Thank you for coming. So stay tuned for our next episode with Chill Out of OMSA.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.